Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see sunny skies with a high temperature of 72 degrees. Winds will be out of the south, gusting as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 69. Breezy with a south wind gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. And in the news, with 6 days remaining in the lead up to the 2022 midterm elections, candidates are revving up their campaigns and stretching for votes. Reporting on the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson and his Democratic challenger, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, with Politics Online is reporting that Johnson says if reelected and Republicans regain control of the U.S. Senate, he would likely chair the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations within the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Johnson told West Politics, quote, "I think we need to take a look at what happened with the miserable failed response to COVID. I know Senator Rand Paul may be chair of the full committee. He certainly wants to find out where this all originated. We've seen horrible corruption within the FBI. I would say partisanship within the Department of Justice. I think we need to find out more about that," Johnson said. Johnson, who has proposed a referendum on abortion, asking, "At what point does society have the responsibility to protect the life of an unborn child?" wouldn't answer how he would vote. "Exactly where I stand is irrelevant," Johnson said, but added he would push Republican state lawmakers to get a referendum on the ballot. "I will use every ounce of my influence to convince the governor and the legislature to move forward on a single-issue referendum," Johnson said. Barnes, in the same West Politics report, wouldn't say specifically whether he'd support putting the question of abortion rights before voters in the form of a referendum. "Well, I think the people of Wisconsin are already pretty clear on where they are," Barnes said. 70% of people of the state agree. "I support making Roe v. Wade the law of the land, as a majority of people do." Previously, Barnes wouldn't specifically say whether he supports any restrictions on abortion access. "That's a decision that should be made between a woman and her doctor," Barnes said. Barnes, in the final day, is honing a message on the economy as inflation remains a top concern among Wisconsin voters. "In the short term, we need to make sure we offer working-class families some relief," Barnes said. "That means a middle-class tax cut, expanding the earned income tax cut, making the child tax cut permanent so people can keep more of what they earned." Again, information for this report came in part and with permission from West Politics. In local voting news, the City of Viroqua has issued the following press release. All City of Viroqua residents are now voting at the new City Hall Community Room, located in the lower level of City Hall at 124 West Decker Street. The entrance is located in the back of the building. "We expect that voter turnout for the November 8th election will be very high, so be prepared to wait in line in all types of weather if waiting outside. Parking is also limited and may be busy at times, so please be patient. Early absentee voting is currently happening at the City Hall upper office location between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. through Friday, November 4th, as an alternative option if you feel that you may have issues with longer lines on election day. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.